I think today what you saw was, and especially in the first half, the way we wanted to play, get the ball down, pass, movement, good goals, exciting football. In the second half, Halifax throw more bodies forward to take more risks and put us under a lot of pressure. And we knew that was going to happen. But for the mainstay, we defended well. We're obviously disappointed at the goals we lose, but that goes for without saying for any goal that you lose. But we knew they were going to throw bodies forward. That's what we did against Braintree, and it got a result. So, you know, it's going to happen. You're 3-0 up, then they can afford to take risks. I just think that we could maybe have killed them off. You know, when we had the chance, we had opportunities, and we probably never took them but I don't want to take anything away from the boys, because the first half I thought they were excellent. It's the best football and movement that we've had here. Although we've had good performances, it was all round, it was excellent.
You went with 4-4-2 with Jim Stevenson on the left-hand side, and he obviously showed what a danger he was cutting in on that right foot with the opening goal.
Yeah, well, you can look at the formation, whatever formation you want. We know what Jim's capable of, and he's capable of scoring goals if he gets the opportunity. And I'm delighted for him, because it puts so much work in for the team, just in general. And he gets his reward with a good strike today.
Charlie Walker and Richard Brodie seem like they've got a really nice understanding already.
Yeah, and it's complemented by Dan Walker and Barnes Homer when he comes on. You know, we've got four, as I always said, I needed four good strikers, and I've got four at the moment. Charlie and Richard have got the jersey, and they're doing very well. The pressure's on them to do well, because we've got good strikers here.
Are you pleased with the options elsewhere in your squad as well? Because obviously you had Damon Lathroper and Jack Saville coming back from injury today.
Yeah, as I say, I like to look on the bench and know that if need be, we can throw players on that are, you know, going to change games or going to help get a result. And in fairness to the boys that are on the bench, we've got that.
How important was it to get the first 3 points at home of the season?
I think it's important. You know, I think it's great for the fans. You know, I knew we would get, you know, a win somewhere in the near future. But it's good for the fans to come, and I think they would have been they would have enjoyed today's game. You know, we're trying to play, you know, the football the way we want it play, get it down and pass and move and score goals. And sometimes we take chances, you know, by pushing a lot of players forward as well. And on the flip side of that, you know, you sometimes get caught out, but I'd rather play that way than, you know, defend for 90 minutes.
No Reece Brown today, of course, off on international duty. It's a nice bit of credit for the club, isn't it, to have someone away with their national side?
Brilliant. And you know, it's credit to Reece, who's came here, and sometimes guys coming from, you know, championship clubs would maybe struggle adapting to the physical side of the National League, and you know what it entails. But Reece has come in, did it extremely well, and deserves his call up, and we're delighted for him, and hopefully he comes back a better player, having had international experience, a better player to Aldershot.
Nick Anderson coming to the end of his initial loan spell. What are the thoughts about his future?
I will speak to Nick before we speak to you.